A moth was flying in the early evening, and he flew into the office of a podiatrist. And talking to the podiatrist, he began to tell all of his woes and difficulties. And when he was finished, the podiatrist said, "Why are you telling me all this? I'm a foot doctor." And the moth said, "Your light was on." Later on, you'll get it. In the older version of the Easter Proclamation that I used to love to sing, I don't sing it now because I don't think this one works as well as the old one, but in any event, there was a line, "Christ has conquered, glory fills you, darkness vanishes forever." That's the reason for the story. The light was on. The world, we know, is too much in darkness. There is hatred, fear, war, violence. But the resurrection was meant to change all that. Many people fear death, not unreasonable because we don't know what happens then. But Jesus' resurrection changes that. Death has been robbed of its power because one man, who is also God, came back to life, but not as Lazarus or the daughter of Jairus, where they would die again. But Jesus came back to a new life, eternal life, where death would have no more power over him. And enjoy with God where death and power are absolutely broken. How joyful ought we to be, because that light and that life is offered to each one of us and to all of us as we have begun that life in baptism. Jesus' resurrection has changed everything. But the work that he began is to continue until he comes again. We who share that life, we also share that vocation to spread Christ's light. When the vigil started, the church was in darkness. One flame was brought in, and from that flame, all our candles were lighted, and the church was ablaze. We are called to continue bringing that light, Christ's light, to the world by his grace, by the life of Christ within each of us as we proclaim the truth of the Lord's resurrection. We are called to make it clear that we have seen the light of Christ and the life of Christ each day, and we are to share that light each day. How do we do that? By joy, first of all, I think. As Teresa of Avila said, "God save us from sad-faced saints." We are to bring Christ's light by prayer and worship, even if we're tired, even if we sometimes feel that God is not listening, we are still to pray and worship. We are to bring Christ's light by being kind, even to the unkind. We are to try to be forgiving, even to those that don't ask for forgiveness. We are to seek forgiveness ourselves when we ourselves have failed, especially through the sacrament of penance. We are called to bring light by acts of charity, positive acts of charity, works of mercy, both spiritual and corporal. By doing this, by seeking Christ's life, the grace of Christ every day, and indeed in every moment of each day, we are to show forth the light of Christ, which is to burn in our hearts, that his light might truly conquer the darkness and bring the world into that light that will never end.